Hello and welcome to another edition of Transformational Thinking with the Hawk. We're excited about having you here today. We got another great program for you to hear today as we continue to talk about how to cope with, deal with, and manage anxiety. So many people are dealing with the paralyzing effects of anxiety, not knowing what to do and feeling like they're lost and hopeless. But today we got some answers for you. We got some more information that's going to help you as you progress along this journey of overcoming and dealing with the devastating effects of anxiety. So sit tight, call a friend, let them know the Hawk is here as we engage in another great conversation today as we deal with how to overcome the effects and negative results of having anxiety. It's going to be a great day. We're looking forward to this conversation. It's going to be a great one. Last week, we talked about how we could adapt an exercise called meditation into our daily routine to help reduce the effects of anxiety in our life. Hopefully, you followed through and did your homework from last week. We talked about meditation. We gave you some breathing techniques. We took you through the process of how to get started with getting yourself present in the moment, how to meditate, how to think about clearing your mind, not allowing things from the past to invade you and not projecting things in the future, reduces anxiety as you just get in the moment. And so we're going to continue that conversation today because there are many other ways and means that we can additionally add that's going to continue to help you reduce anxiety. And of course, if you put in the work, if you're willing, if you're really committed to being better, getting healthier emotionally, mentally, this is going to work great for you. And so let's talk about it today, because along with meditation, you got to understand that meditation, there are several additional things you can do. And we want to suggest that you at least look at those things and consider these ways and means. Some things may work for you, some things may not. But I am sure that at the end of the day, you will find the fit for you. What works best for you may not work best for everybody else, and vice versa. We understand that. So we're just giving you several ways to attack and deal with so that you can get to the place where you can manage anxiety on another level. Now, another technique that many people engage in has a combination of exercise and meditation. Now, again, this can be controversial for some people who are from a religious background who seemingly believe that there's something taboo or dark about this particular practice. If that's the case, then you have to be careful to do that which aligns with your belief system. You also have to be careful not to demonize anybody else who sees benefit and opportunities in managing and dealing with their stress in a different way. Now, the combination of meditation can be mixed with yoga. Yoga is very popular in Eastern Asian countries, but now is becoming more prevalent in the United States. Some people feel good about it. Some people have their doubts about it. Some people feel like, again, it's a mystical practice that engages spirits of whatever source. But in reality, you know, the truth of the matter is you have to understand what works for you and what does not work for you. I am a big believer that when you practice something for the right reasons with the right motives, then it does not have negative effects. Anything can have a good positive effect on you or a negative effect on you. It just depends on who you are, your background, what you're comfortable with, and, you know, maybe you're not comfortable. You have to make those decisions. I'm not telling you or suggesting that you go either way. I am just giving you some suggestions or ideas about how you can manage stress and get on the road and the journey to feeling better. That's the key. We want you to get better. We want you to use any means necessary in a healthy and productive way to get better so that you can overcome these devastating and paralyzing effects of anxiety. So as I was saying, meditation combined with exercise in a way that allows you to focus on your thoughts, focus on your breathing, and focusing on continually to develop your body will help you become more productive in dealing with anxiety. It allows you to be more aware of your thoughts and emotions. It's not a lot of loud noise and activity. You're really pretty much working on yourself, your thoughts, and looking at your feelings and examining your emotions in a very intentional way. In many cases, it promotes a sense of calm, and you get the benefits that exercise provides, which, you know, when you exercise, it does help to reduce stress. It releases endorphins that make you feel so much better. And of course, this in itself will reduce anxiety. Again, when you go to these type of events and exercises, you must understand that you get out of it what you put in it, and everybody is not affected and benefited in the same way. It just depends on the individual. If you want to explore it, there are many ways to go and at least explore it and see if it works for you. And again, if it does not, then you will make adjustments and find something that pretty much works better for you. Now, as we talk about that, these are ways that you need to explore. And again, if you keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results, then you're going to be sadly disappointed. I want to open you up and suggest to you that when you are intentional, when you have a plan, when you have a strategy, when you have the discipline to execute that plan, then you are going to get the results. Now, the difference in you and somebody else is they're not willing to put into practice to create new, more beneficial habits to overcome the situation and the challenges they're dealing with when it comes to anxiety. Now, anxiety, stress, you know, all of that really does just combine to really make life tough if we're not careful. And this is what we want to be mindful of on this particular podcast. And of course, you know, those of you that want more help and assistance in this way, then you can contact me and I can help you. But I think that we are very clear about giving you helpful and beneficial information that will assist you along the lines of dealing with and coping with anxiety. Now, along with meditation, along with the proper exercise, one of them being yoga, you also can incorporate, and I would suggest to you that you incorporate this piece once you become comfortable with understanding how to quiet yourself, how to be aware of your thoughts, how to clear your mind, how to really get into your space for now, how to really do your breathing exercises and all of that. Once you become comfortable with the idea meditation. See, because in the beginning, you just want to quiet yourself. You just want to practice on your breathing. You just want to practice on letting thoughts, negative or positive, flow through and trying to get yourself to a sense of awareness and presence of mind for where you at in that immediate moment. To get out of the past, to get out of the future, and get into the present moment. Once you get comfortable with doing that, once you can extend your meditation time beyond 3 or 4 minutes, maybe into 5 to 15 minutes, you want to learn that around most people, and I agree, that 15 minutes is adequate enough to really have a powerful impact on your day. And again, if you're doing it once a day, that's okay, that's good. If you're doing it twice a day, that's great. If you can do it 3 times a day, oh my gracious. The more you do it, the more consistent you become, the more you practice these techniques, the more effective they're going to be, right? We all agree to that. So another way to add a technique to your meditation is to learn how to not only do deep breathing, not only relax your muscles, get the tension out of your body, but you want to use visualization techniques. You want to be able to use visualization to be able to focus on a different reality. Use your imagination. Use your vision. Find out, okay, I've discovered things in my life that I don't want. I've discovered negative patterns in my life that come out of negative belief systems. I've examined these things and found out the culprit was a certain belief system that I've incorporated, not even being aware sometime that you've done that. So then the question becomes, what do you desire? What do you desire your life to look like? What would that feel like if you had that desire? If you had everything you needed to have the kind of life that you would want, what would that life look like? Once you can begin to identify, discover that for yourself, then you can begin to envision or visualize yourself through your imagination. In your time of meditation, in your time of breathing, begin to focus and to see through visualization, you will be able to see a new reality. This is so powerful because when you are focused, and a very important part of this is focused on what you want. And when the desire for what you want becomes more powerful than the state that you're in, then you begin to shift from an old reality to a new reality. And this is something so many people are not aware of. You can begin to think differently, shift your paradigm, and begin to engage a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving, a new way of acting based on what you can visualize. Because vision is very powerful and compelling, especially when you really, 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 really know what it is you want, what it is that you need to accomplish. And guess what? It benefits you so greatly. Why? Because it has been determined that your subconscious can respond to a vision and produce the reality of that vision just like it does any other reality that you see. Okay, so let me use an example to help you. When you go to sleep at night and you go into a deep sleep and you have a dream, that dream is not in your physical reality. That dream is in your imagination. It's in your mind. But in that moment, in that time when you are sleeping, your body, your breathing, sometimes you can wake up in sweats. Sometimes you can wake up afraid. Sometimes you can wake up happy. Sometimes you make noises. You may even talk in your sleep as it relates to the dream, because what you see in that dream in your imagination is so realistic that your whole body responds to that dream. And if you, I know many of you can relate to me. Sometimes you'll go to sleep, you have a negative dream, a dream that does not make you so happy. One of the reoccurring dreams that I have, and, you know, I don't make a big deal out of it. It just seems to be times when this, most of the dreams that I have, I don't remember. But I do remember certain dreams where, not even with clarity, but I do know the gist of the fact was I was searching for something that I knew where it was supposed to be, but I couldn't get to it. It was like I was looking for it, but I just couldn't find it. I couldn't get to it. I couldn't get to the place where it was. It was a frustrating maze that I was going through, looking for this object, looking for this thing. And it was very frustrating because when I woke up with that same emotion and feeling of being frustrated, like this was something very important that I needed and I couldn't get it. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't touch it. And when I woke up, it took me a few seconds, maybe 15, 20 seconds to realize that, oh, that was just a dream. Well, think about it. If your body, your emotions, your feelings will respond to a dream that so-called is not real, then the body does not know any difference. The subconscious does not know any difference between what you have in your imagination and what is in your physical reality, where your focus is. And see, this is another thing you have to be very, it is very important. A lot of your success comes from your ability to have laser focus. You want to be able to focus in such a powerful way that you convince your subconscious that your vision is real. And that now that vision becomes something that your subconscious is now working to provide for you because of how you feel about it. So this is another homework I want you to do. I want you to work on visualization. Stop focusing on the past. Stop focusing on the negative and start focusing on what you desire. What do you want your life to look like? If you had everything available to you that you needed, what would you be doing? How would your life look? How would you be living? What kind of car would you be driving? What kind of house would you be living in? How much money would you be making on a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly basis? And when you start being very specific, clear, and focused on these results, then you will begin to see transformation take place in your life in such a way that it will eliminate or limit anxiety in your life in ways that you cannot imagine. So you have to understand that the biggest waste that many of us have in our life is the fact that we waste our imagination. God gave you your imagination. The imagination is the canvas by which you can paint any vision, any desired goal, anything that you would like to achieve on that canvas and then bring it into a place of reality. When your vision for yourself, when your dream for yourself, when your desires for yourself are clear and compelling, it will give you reason and provoke change in you in such a powerful way that you will see great and powerful results. Now, again, this is something you have to, especially when you've been running on autopilot and default mode all your life, then this is going to be a new habit that you're going to have to develop, and old habits are hard to break. This is why focus is so important. This is why focus is necessary so that you can begin to move in the direction of your focus. What you focus on will grow. What you ignore will begin to dissipate. It will begin to decrease. Now, one of the things that you have to do is you have to learn how to remove environments or remove yourself from people and environments that will distract you and keep you from focusing like you need to. Especially in the early days when you're dealing with all kinds of pressure, you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with anxiety, you may be dealing with and coping with some aspects of depression. You need to be very particular about your environment. You have to change your environment. And anybody, anything around you that is toxic, that's distracting you, that's causing you concern, trauma, toxicity, you need to cut that off. You need to learn how to spend time alone, how to spend time by yourself, and how to spend time away from the types of distraction, voices, people, attitudes that continue to bring you down rather than uplift you. Many people think that you can, you know, you can do this. No, you can't. Because the type of environment that influences you, the type of people you have around you that influence you, the type of situations you have around you that influence you will cause you great problems when it comes to the changes that you want to make. So you have to make up in your mind. You have to, you know, really get serious about the fact that you are ready now to change the narrative. You're ready. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You don't want to continue to deal with this anxiety. You don't like what's happening. You don't like how it's affecting you. You don't like anything about it. So now it is time for you to make some serious decisions. This will separate those of you who really want help and those of you who are just talking about it but are not really ready to be about it. I tell people all the time, if you are not willing to invest in yourself, why should somebody else do it? You have to be willing to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to sacrifice some relationships. You're going to have to sacrifice some things that you do in order to change the trajectory of your life. The question is, are you willing? Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to be about it rather than talk about it? This is why this podcast is here. Because we want to see your thinking transformed. Because when you engage in transformational thinking, you will transform your life. Transform your mind will mean transforming your life. I'm going to say it again. Transforming your mind means that you are beginning to transform your life. And if you will make a commitment to yourself, to love yourself, to take care of yourself, to put yourself first, to make yourself a priority, to give yourself that self-care and be mindful of who you are and what you're doing and how it affects you. If you're willing to take the time to investigate those feelings, those thoughts, and those emotions, if you're willing to take the time to dissect those belief systems that you have built up and challenge them, if you have the courage to challenge those faulty, deep-seated belief systems, then you are on your way to changing your whole life. And in a very short time, not a long time, you will see such transformation in your life that you will look in the mirror and you won't even notice who you are anymore. Matter of fact, you will have to pinch yourself to see if this is real. These are great tools, great concepts, great principles you can use to see the better life that you want. You are not a victim. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be caught up and messed up by circumstances and situations. No matter how you was born, where you was born, what circumstances you have been in, I don't care what you're dealing with, whether they be past traumas or things you're dealing with right now, I am telling you there is a way out. There's a better way. You can get better. It's a decision that you make. Nobody has control over your peace. Nobody has control over your joy. Nobody has control over your happiness. Nobody has control over the future that you are setting up right now. What you do today is a seed that will produce a harvest in your future. What kind of harvest do you want? What kind of fruit do you want to eat? What kind of tree do you want to eat from is determined by what you're willing to invest and sow today. Don't be another casualty. Don't be another victim. Don't play that game because you're better than that. You are not your mistakes. You are not your fault. You are not defined by anybody else. Nobody has the authority, right, or benefit of assessing or praising you because you determine who you are, not others. You don't let circumstances define you. You don't let people define you. And you don't even let your failures define you. You let your failures make you aware of the areas that you need to work on and grow in so that those are no longer issues and weaknesses that can affect your quality of life. Quality of life does not start with material things. Quality of life does not start when you get a certain amount of money, when you get a certain career, a certain job, certain status. Quality of life starts by making the commitment to look within, to change yourself within, and let others see the change from without. Listen, this has been a great podcast today. I'm so excited. I want to hear from you. Tell me if this podcast is beneficial to you. Share it with your friends. Join us. Get the Alive Podcast app. Be a part of the Alive Podcast Network. Get the information. There are many quality voices that can help you. You are on your way to a better life. Well, we are almost finished for the day. We all hope that you have enjoyed. Hope that you will continue to share this information with those that you care about. Thank you so much for joining me today for this Transformational Thinking with the Hawk. Listen, we hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. Let us know how this podcast has benefited you, how today's episode has impacted you. You can follow me at Hawkins Solutions, Facebook and Instagram, HawkinsSolutions.org. And of course, download the Alive Network app so that you can get this and other great podcasts. We're grateful for this platform, the Alive Podcast Network. Music by Audio Vibes. Be sure to subscribe to us on any and all of your favorite podcast platforms. We hope you've benefited from this show today. And remember that you have the ability to change the trajectory of your life through transformational thinking. It's been a great day. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.